Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Today, I have a very special guest with me. It's BC, who is from Nigeria, West Africa, and she has been serving with CEF not only this summer, but also last summer as one of our five-day club summer missionaries, teaching boys and girls about Jesus all summer long. So, BC, I am so glad that you're here this morning.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here.
BC, you know, we've known each other for over a year now, and I was just wondering if you could share with our listening audience your connection to CEF when you were back in Africa, and then how you actually came here to the United States to be here in our country.
Okay. I'll try to summarize a long story. In the 60s, Nigeria had a civil war, which was called the Nigerian Biafran War. Biafra was the eastern part of Nigeria, and that's the part of Nigeria my country and my husband was from. And I'm from the western part of Nigeria. We were the one fighting Biafra. So it's a powerful story of the work, the Holy Spirit's work through missions. Mm. So there was a young British Englishman that was working in Biafra before the war, the eastern part of Nigeria before the war. And when the war started, the Lord told, of course, all the foreigners were, you know, taken away, were told to go back to their own country. But he remained with the Igbos, who were the people in Biafra. So all through the war, he was there in Biafra. And it was, you know, wherever the war went, he went with them. And it was a time, it was a terrible time of devastation for the eastern part of Nigeria. There was nothing going on. There were no schools, no colleges, no hospitals. Nothing was going on. So he was there with these young Biafrans doing the normal Bible studies he used to do before the war. Mm-hmm. So that way, people began to hear the gospel. Because when the war comes to a certain place, the Biafrans run anywhere. And he runs with them. And then he started Bible study class because there was nothing going on. So that was a good distraction for all the young people. So they would come and hear the gospel from him. And then after that, maybe a bomb falls in that place and they all scatter in another direction. This Englishman went wherever and started a Bible study. So after the war, lo and behold, so many young people in the eastern part of Nigeria had accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, wow, including my husband, right?
Okay.
Then he was just maybe, I don't know, late teens or whatever. But anyway, so he accepted Christ as a result of this emphasis, which as a matter of fact, the revival in Nigeria is a product of that happening. That's another story. When I have time, I'll tell you more about it.
Okay.
Because you see, after the war, the federal government, they were to take in all the Igbos. So the Igbos came back into Nigeria with the gospel.
Mm.
But with all this emphasis, nobody was telling children about Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because this guy was dealing with youth. So everybody knew that a young person from 12 years and above could accept Christ, but not children. Okay. So my husband didn't know anything about children. He didn't even believe it was possible. He felt you had to be like 12 years old. Then when he went to university in Liberia, he met a CEF missionary in Liberia, Mother Vera Stevens, her name was called. And Mother Vera Stevens told my husband had been involved in evangelism for years before he went into Liberia. So Vera Stevens of CEF told my husband that, oh, children can't receive Christ. My husband said, it's not possible. They can't reason enough. You know, they are not able to make choice. And Vera Stevens of CEF invited my husband to come and watch a club.
Mm.
So my husband went there and he saw children weeping to accept Christ, mm-hmm, asking Jesus. He could not believe it. So he promised God, he was then a university student, he promised God that when he goes back to Nigeria, he would tell the people of Nigeria that children can be saved. Mm. So when he came back to Nigeria, things were just the same way he left it. Nobody was telling children about Jesus. Mm. So he began to tell people that children can be saved and training them in all the trainings that he had received from CEF of Liberia.
And then he and the two of you together, you actually started a ministry that is very similar,
Just
like a sister
name.
Ministry.
Yes.
It's what's the name of your ministry?
Children Evangelism Ministry.
Okay, so it's almost like Child Evangelism Fellowship, just the last one.
But
it's your own ministry there.
Yes, yes.
Well, that is wonderful. Mm-hmm. But so you and your husband have been involved for many years.
Over 30 years.
Wow. Wow. And reaching boys and girls for Christ there in your child evangelism ministry.
Yes.
But then, I'm not sure when, but a few years ago, then you came here to the United States, and then you and I connected over a year ago, last year.
Yeah.
So tell us how that happened. How did you and I meet?
Yes. Okay. So I actually brought my children to America because we were having educational challenges and there was no more help available for them in Nigeria. So we felt if they came here, they'll be able to have more resources to help them, you know, with their mental state and mental development and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I came into Peoria through an invitation or admission for my daughters to Southside Mission Culinary Arts Training School.
Oh, yes.
That was what brought me
Southside
here.
Southside Mission. Okay.
Yes, Southside Mission. So when I came here with them, well, we like it here, so we decided to stay here. And of course, my mission and my passion is to children.
Right.
And in Nigeria, it's very easy to get children. You can just stand by the roadside and say, children, come over here. Come on, hear the gospel. And before you know it, 50 children, they are, you know, listening to the word of God. My club used to be like 70-something children, you know. So I came here. I didn't have a club.
I have godly jealousy for that. So.
I didn't have a club, and I didn't know how to reach. You know, I felt, I was so conscious of being a foreigner, of being, you know, I was conscious of my accent. I was conscious of, you know, everything. But I knew the children also still needed the gospel. Mm. So I would go around the neighborhood just praying and asking the Lord to open a door for me to reach these children and, you know, claim the children for Christ. I did that for like a year and some months. And then one day it just occurred to me, CEF should be here. You know, because I hear CEF is all over America. I said, CEF should be here in Illinois, maybe even in Peoria, I don't know. So I went online and I just Googled CEF.
There you go.
And Child Evangelist Fellowship of Peoria came up. I'm like, wow. So I called. And that was how I met you. And I tell you, it was just God. Because you were preparing then for a picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, oh, there's a picnic coming up in a few days' time. Would you like to come for training? I said, you bet. So I came and I got a training for an Easter picnic or something like that. Easter Party Club. And then my neighborhood that I've been praying about was one of the centers that had that party club. And I said, God, you're just so wonderful. You didn't even wait for me to be a week late. It was just the right time. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. I tell you, when God puts it together, it's going to work.
It was God.
And we've been together ever since. Mm-hmm. And you've been serving with CEF in a multitude of capacities as a volunteer. But also, you've been taking some training classes, even here in Illinois. So
yes.
How has that been helpful? I mean, I know you've already been involved with CEF for 30 years, but how has that been helpful for you?
You know, I tell you what, when I was about to start the training, the big motivation was that I was going to be on scholarship because I'm like, do I really need this? Because I was a lecturer in Hagar Institute for Advanced Leadership Studies, Singapore and Hawaii for 10 years.
Okay.
And I was teaching child evangelism. So I'm like, do I really need any more training? But since I was going to be on scholarship, I said, okay, let me go for it. But you know what? When I came for the training, I discovered I had so many gaps in my knowledge that I wasn't even aware of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many things that I needed to know to have incorporated in ministering to children that I just don't even emphasize.
It's more like refining, you know, sharpening
me.
Iron sharpens iron.
Oh, yes. It was quite, you know, for somebody who'd been teaching children and ministered for over 30 years and had even teachers in an international institute on child evangelism, it was quite a revelation for me to learn so many new things, you know, from the trainings I received in CEF. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you've been involved in party clubs and the summer ministries that we'll be talking about. And, you know, we have so many things to talk about. We'll probably do the summer ministry section, you know, for our program for next week because I'm going to have to hold you over. We've got so many good stuff to share. But, you know, tell us about, you know, you have been able to be involved for this past year in the public schools and Good News Clubs. Can you share about that experience and teaching? And I think you're in several different schools that you went into.
Yes, yes.
How, you know, what's that like?
I tell you what. When I was growing up in Nigeria, Christian religious knowledge was compulsory in the elementary schools.
Yes, required.
It was required, and all of us learned Christian religious knowledge. So we knew all the Bible stories. We knew everything about David and Goliath and all these things. But it didn't incorporate the gospel. But now, through the program I saw with CEF, you can actually go to the schools and give them not just Bible lessons, but the gospel.
Yes.
That is revolutionary.
Well, I tell you what, we really appreciate it because you're not just teaching one club during the school year, but you're teaching several. And then you're able to give your whole summer, and then we're able to,
it's a privilege.
To have you all summer long sharing the gospel. Let me just, you know, our time is just flying, but let me just ask you, what would you say to people here in our country from your perspective, why it is so important to reach our children now the gospel? Because the days of saying, hey, children, just come over here is gone. But what would you say the importance of the body of Christ, the church, to see the importance of reaching children now in the United States of America?
Yes. You know what? The gospel changes cultures.
Yes.
In my country, a part of the country was throwing away twin babies, like, you know, Calabar in Nigeria,
yes,
some years ago, 100-something years ago, until Mary Slessor came and changed that culture.
Right.
In my part of the country, like if a king dies, the wives will be buried with the king.
Uh-huh.
Some 100-some years ago. But the gospel came and changed that. So actually, the gospel changes cultures. When I came to this country, I found people that were so loving, so, you know, just naturally, so they didn't even have to be Christian, so honest, so outgoing, so welcoming. It's the gospel that did that. So now imagine if people are no longer hearing the gospel, what's going to happen to the next generation?
Right.
And the next generation are being bombarded with information from everywhere, from the internet, from the television, that is contrary to the gospel. Now, if they're going that way and the gospel is not going to, it's not showing, and gospel is not being preached, and people are not changing according to gospel, what's going to happen in the next 50 years in America?
It's all the gospel. It's the gospel. We have got to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the children. You know what? Our time is gone, BC, and wow, there's just so many things that, you know, I could just sit here and just talk to you all day, but I know that you're not going to be here in Peoria, you know, long term. And, but just in closing, just one or two prayer requests that you could just share with our listening audience.
Pray for Nigeria. There's a genocide going on in Nigeria. And I believe there's an international conspiracy to cover that.
Mm.
Because every week, hundreds of people are being killed in villages in Nigeria, especially Christian villages. And those places are being occupied by Islamic terrorists.
Well, let's do that right now. So, Lord Jesus, we just come before you. We thank you for BC. We thank you for her ministry. We thank you for bringing here. But we also lift up our brothers and sisters in Nigeria that are going through a difficult time. And we pray that your gospel would go forth in power in that country, in the lives of the children, but also here in our country as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me again.